Jazz 91.9 WCLK, the Jazz of the City. Mark Angel here with you on WCLK.com. The 6th annual Bessie Smith Heritage Festival is taking place this weekend, Saturday, August 10th and Sunday, August 11th. It's a 2-day music festival that's filled with neo-soul, R&B, smooth jazz, and world music. And it's my pleasure to have on the phone a family member of WCLK, but also just a great musician known all around Atlanta, all around the country and the world, jazz trumpeter Joey Somerville. What's up, Joey?
Another beautiful day in the neighborhood, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's good to talk to you, man, because we never have actually, like, talked like this. You know what I'm saying?
No, you know, this is an intimate conversation, if you will.
Absolutely. And you know, we're talking about coming up this weekend is a great event going on where it's going to be music and R&B music, smooth jazz, just a lot of world music. It's the 6th annual Bessie Smith Heritage Festival. And Joey, you're going to be taking part in this. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing?
Well, I'm going to be playing that trumpet thing, of course, doing it with my good friends, Eric Essex and Michael Ward. And we have a package that we put together, and we call ourselves the Southern Gentlemen. And Eric, of course, Alabama Music Hall of Fame guitarist, and Michael Ward, a great violinist out of New Orleans. And we have a great time. We've been doing this the shows together for the past 3 years. We started, the first was back at Sambuca when I was doing the Sambuca series. We happened to be on stage together and had a great time. So we should do this again. So it just organically came about. But I'm looking forward to this festival. It's a great, great venue, great event. I did it several years ago.
Absolutely.
With Eric, in fact. They do a great job in Chattanooga.
An evening of jazz. So that is going to be on Sunday. Sunday is going to be the day where we can come and see you and check you and the Southern Gentlemen out.
That's right. On Saturday, Kendrick the Family Soul. And then Stokely Williams from Mint Condition is there on Saturday. A few other folks there. And then on Sunday, we're closing out the festivities. We're going to shut it down. And Joe Johnson, great sax player out of Nashville, is going to be there on Sunday as well. Yep.
You know what, Joey? You invented a new title called The Musical Host. Can we talk about that?
And it's cool because, you know, people do that concept all over the country, and it's sort of like the idea worked, it's the model was created and people have run with it, which is really cool, you know.
And also, I've also noticed that, you know, you do your own music, but you also work with a lot of artists and do a lot of behind the scenes type of things. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I sort of get in where I fit in, and I reluctantly, you know, it was one of those things where the opportunity was there. The necessity intersected with the opportunity, I just started doing more behind the scenes stuff. I didn't you know, start off expecting to do as much, you know, production and promotion and just behind the scenes organizing, but it was needed to make the show happen. And so I sort of fell into the role of promoter, if you will, not in the strict sense of being a promoter by myself, but just making things happen. It really just comes down to making things happen,
yeah,
for me.
All right, Joey Somerville, making things happen. We're talking about the Bessie Smith Heritage Festival that's going to be kicking off on Saturday, August 10th, and also on Sunday, August 11th in Chattanooga, Tennessee. When was the last time you've been to Chattanooga, Joey?
I passed through not that long ago, just drive through. It's a beautiful town. But I remember when I played the festival, I actually went to, I think it's called Lookout Mountain there. I'm pretty sure that's the name of it.
Mm.
But you go up the mountain, and it's just, you can see, I don't know, several states. It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful town. It's an older city, got a lot of charm, and the people, I remember. They say you don't remember what people don't remember what you say. They remember how you make them feel. The people in Chattanooga made me feel great. So it's a great time. I'm looking forward to getting back.
And I got a feeling, you know, with a name like Southern Gentlemen, you're going to have them feeling great also.
We're going to bring the party. Yeah, we have a good time. We were reflecting. We just played, where were we? We were down in Pensacola and Mobile, and I'm saying, hey, man, we haven't had a bad gig yet. We have a good time every time we go out.
Absolutely, man. So tell us one more time when we can come out and when we can see you and all the details.
Okay, it's on Sunday. This is the 6th Annual Bessie Smith Heritage Festival. It's going to be at the Bessie Smith Cultural Center. That's in the heart of downtown Chattanooga, 200 East Martin Luther King Boulevard. It's a quick drive away from the ATL, 1.5 hours. And that's Sunday, August 11th. We'll be there, the 7 gentlemen.
All right,
myself,
man.
Eric Essex, and Michael Ward.
It sounds wonderful, Joey, man. I want to thank you for taking some time out, man, to tell us about it.
Appreciate the time, Mark.
All right, man. You have a safe trip, and have a great show, Joey.
I promise I will.
All right. That's Joey Somerville right there. He's going to be playing at the Bessie Smith Heritage Festival, kicking off on Saturday, August 10th, and Sunday, August 11th. Information is available at BessieSmithHeritageFestival.com. My name is Mark Angel for WCLK.com.